Welcome to the Astrology Manifesto podcast. We have a special episode today because we have a special guest astrologer along, and that is Gray Crawford. Gray and I talk about the new moon in Pisces that's about to happen here in the first week of March. This is also a special episode because we have a sponsor, and that sponsor is HermesOfValis.com. HermesOfValis.com. And Dasmine Natalie is a professional astrologer, fortune teller, potions maker on the West Coast. She runs the website. She's also combines tarot and astrology in her sessions and consultations. She also elects auspicious dates. That's electional astrology. She uses that actually to make unique, in time, specialized ritualistic candles, sprays, bath bombs, and other items on her website. And as of late, you can go to her website. An example is of a Jupiter and Moon in Pisces election that was several weeks ago. And you will see her bath bombs. And on the way are candles and votives and tins. And there's many other things on her website. She's an amazing witch. And she is sponsoring our podcast, HermesOfValis.com. You can find her on Instagram at Dasmine.Natalie. Well, I hope you enjoy this special episode with Gray Crawford and I. If you really like to support this podcast, please subscribe using your favorite service. As always, you can always go to my YouTube channel, Sparkles of Gold, or my website, sparklesofgold.com, where I have podcast episodes, YouTube videos, blog posts, and most importantly of all, my astrological practice and counseling service is based there, sparklesofgold.com. Enjoy the episode. Hello, this is Nicholas Polymonaco, Sparkles of Gold.
And I'm Gray Crawford. Happy to be here with you, Nicholas.
Yeah, we decided to do a podcast. We've been talking about it for a long time, and we're kind of doing this one on the fly to see what happens and have the fun with it. And we decided on the new moon in Pisces, which happens March 2nd. We are on the West Coast, 9:34 a.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, the new moon's really significant because, for one, it's really close to Jupiter. And a few days after that, the sun will be conjoining Jupiter. So it's very much like this new moon, new Jupiter coming in. But there are two other really major aspects that bring together major storylines that stretch, in some cases, all the way back to November. So one is Mercury is conjoining Saturn the same day as the new moon. And the other is the very next day, March 3rd, Venus and Mars are conjoining Pluto.
Yeah, and for this podcast, I should say that the new moon is happening at 12 degrees Pisces. Jupiter that you mentioned in Pisces is at 14 degrees. The Saturn, Mercury-Saturn conjunction that's happening
like
19, 18 degrees. And then pretty much the Venus, Mars, Pluto is 27 degrees. That happens on the next day. But as we all know in astrology, things don't exactly happen on a day. They're building up and waxing towards to make the exact aspect. So what do you think, first off, Gray, about Mercury-Saturn in Aquarius in this new moon picture?
Well, relative to the past, what's interesting about that is back in the middle of January, around January 14th, Mercury stationed retrograde. And when it did, it was squaring Uranus and it was a few degrees away from Saturn. It went all the way back into Capricorn. It was with Pluto for a while. And around the same time that Venus was stationing direct. And then it's come forward again. So it's finally coming back to Saturn now. I think there's it came so close in the middle of January to getting to Saturn, but it's just sort of had to go back to Pluto and then come forward again. And with the Venus, Mars, Pluto happening at the same time, it seems there's something very interesting about the development of whatever's been going on in your life. Relative to from January till now. I mean, just on one level, Mercury with Saturn at this new moon can be great for getting kind of sober and aware of what's happening in your reality, getting really clear-headed, sort of a piercing intellectual analysis of what's happening. But there might have been something you were sort of wanting to have happen or start working on back in the middle of January that's kind of gone through this long underworld journey, and now it's come forward again, and there might be sort of this new engagement and making a lot of progress now on whatever that could have been back then.
Yeah, it's interesting too because of the Mercury in Aquarius and the retrograde that happened, because we had at least Mercury three different times it hit Pluto along this way to the story, one being, you know, not too far along ago, about a week ago here from this recording that we're doing, February 21st. Mercury was at the last degrees of Capricorn, and it did its third conjunction with Pluto, and there was two others earlier in the year. The other part of this is, to what you're saying, is this whole time since we go November, December, obviously the Capricorn birthday started, you know, we have Venus transiting in Capricorn, the retrograde cycle, eventually Mercury in Capricorn, then Mars, and then Pluto's there. So we have the Mercury-Saturn conjunction on this new moon that's, in a sense, ruling all those Capricorn planets. Saturn's been the major player here for the last so many months, ruling a lot of the planetary bodies. But I think there is a shift that happens, especially when, you know, once Mercury went through its backwards motion through Capricorn and finally came back into Aquarius again, and now it's with Saturn. There is a more, I do agree with what you say, a more piercing, a more crystallized view of the last so many months. And let's say even to the point of basics and communication and the boundaries in communication and the clarity in communication. After Mercury's journey here, I think things that will and have become clear.
And the combination of that with the new moon in Pisces that's conjoining Jupiter is that it could be a real clear-headed vision of maybe a new path or pattern or something opening up going forward. I feel like because the Sun Jupiter simultaneous with a Mercury Saturn could really be opening up a lot of imagination, bigger visions of what possibilities might be created at this point. And that Pisces quality of just being able to bring things together that might have been previously fragmented or in more kind of disarray. But the thing is, at the same time, those, you know, boundaries you're talking about in communication and relationships are really major because of Venus and Mars at the same time coming together with Pluto, which, like you said, that this goes all the way back to, it goes back to November because Venus first went into Capricorn on November 5th. So ever since November 5th, Venus has been in the same sign as Pluto. So there, you might notice there's something started, some kind of story started in November that got much more intense in December, especially December 11th when Venus was with Pluto, December 19th when Venus stationed retrograde, and December 25th when Venus was with Pluto again.
That's the second time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So there's already been those two. And at the last full moon, so the full moon before this new moon, the Leo full moon on February 16th, we had Venus and Mars come together. And that was a really major conjunction. They were both coming together as morning stars. They're on their way to coming together a third time. But there's been all sorts of really major relationship tests I've been noticing with lots of people I know. And a time of really needing to go much deeper into a lot of relationship. I mean, I don't know what you think of with Pluto relating to this, but one thing it can really come out so many different ways. On one hand, there can be a lot of fears and past wounding and past your own past relationship trauma and or just toxic past relationships and these fears associated just kind of coming up. And I think really back in December, I think that was especially the case because it was first getting activated then. We've had a long time to be working around this stuff. And so hopefully what's going on is people really doing a lot of deep inner work, I guess, is what I feel like with this.
You would hope, yeah, you would hope so.
Going into deep, yeah. Like kind of deep inner work, needing to maintain your own boundaries with what you need for your own space and giving the person you're in a relationship the space they need, and hopefully each person doing that work and then being able to come together again. I guess at the highest level, there could be really deep, potentially healing and resolution coming about relating to these, whatever storylines have been happening like in November and December.
Yeah, and we're just talking the actual mathematical transits, November, December. With a lot of times, though, we know with Pluto, whenever Pluto's involved in something, it's not, you know, in a sense, bringing back the last 2 months. It could bring back something from the very beginning of your life that you've been carrying, or a pattern in relationships that just keeps reoccurring. Or sometimes, and I'm a big believer of this, with this Venus-Pluto conjunction that's happened, this third one is, I talked to recently on my other podcast about false power, how in a sense Venus going into the underworld and making its connections with Pluto, there's a certain power that one has and have maybe used in relationships that has actually worked in the past to get through relationships, or did work in moving forward evolutionary wise with relationships. But even something like that becomes stagnant. And so with something with Pluto touching upon that, Pluto will reveal what is stagnant, what is poisonous, what does not function anymore, and will expose it and bring it up to the surface. And depending on the person, and depending on the chart, and depending on the relationship dynamic, you know, can one person confront themselves and see this false power that doesn't work anymore, and get to a place of letting go of something that used to be powerful but isn't anymore? And that's just a person looking at themselves. Now, if you add another person, a relationship, you know, two people do this, and they do it on their own, and then when it comes time to look at each other across the table and respect each other's boundaries and negotiate, and boundaries, negotiation, so on and so forth, these are Capricorn things, can and have they looked at this and they're willing to let go of certain things, and then can they do this together? So, you know, this particular new moon is bringing in some finalities in the last so many months. And, you know, what did you learn? And did you come from a place of integrity and honor? And no matter how hard it was, and the times you might have fumbled, or some of those old habits did come out, and then did you recognize them and meditate on them and then let go, or restructure them and then start to apply them? And I think this is a type of moment where things can be applied, and I'm being optimistic here, Gray, like thinking, you know, like end of a good story or some sort of finality where someone went through hard parts, journey with this and relationships and the values and how they value relationships and how they function in relationships. And here is where some clarity is involved, and here is where some of the new ways of seeing things and feeling things can be applied, at least start to be applied.
That's interesting what you were just saying about false power, because relative to Venus, Mars with Pluto definitely makes me think about how we can get really stuck in this certain relationship pattern that maybe it worked for us in the past and it's just been playing out. And Pluto's definitely going to be pulling, like you were just saying, pulling all this past toxic material up to the surface related to that. And there's probably been many signs in different relational situations in the past couple of months to notice where that's not working anymore, ways that pattern needs to change, ways you need to come into a different relationship with yourself. Because Pluto's really, especially with Venus and Mars at this new moon, it's taking us into the deepest part of our heart, of our core. And with the Pisces new moon with Jupiter at the same time, it's really a time to be vulnerable, really feel all those feelings, and take the risk to let go of ways that we've been in relationship that just aren't working anymore, and get open to the support of the people we're in relationship with, you know, reaching out to support that you need. And it's a really great opportunity for much more, you know, new patterns, new ways of being in relationship to start emerging at this time.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to end talking about this new moon. I'm a big fan of containers and vessels and boundaries. I'm a Saturn person. We've talked about a bunch of Saturn here too, but with all this Piscean energy and so on and so forth, along with a healthy container and boundaries, I think that hope and faith and that place of deep love, along with structure, you can change things and you can get things done. Some people might have breakups. Some people have breakups. They come back together or it evolves into whatever else. You don't know, but what you do know and what you can always remember is standing in a place of love and compassion and in your heart, in the end, is, I think, always the guiding light and the guiding force. And if you're doubting things and things are tough with a lunation like this, just think about the beauty and all-encompassing love of Pisces held in a beautiful container.
Yeah, because, 2 days after that Venus, Mars, Pluto, all happening at the same time, March 5th, Jupiter will be in the heart of the sun. And so it's definitely a moment to be going into the heart in that way. Nice way of putting that.
Yeah, and nice way of putting that too, Gray. Well, thanks for listening, everybody, to this experimental podcast that hopefully we'll do more of with other guest stars. Thanks for listening. And if you really like what you hear, please subscribe to the podcast with whatever service you use. I also will say that this podcast has a sponsor, and the sponsor is a website called Hermes of Valis. So HermesofValis.com. And person's name is Dasmin Natalie. She does astrological elections, makes candles, bath bombs, sprays, is an amazing tarot card reader and astrologer. And if please check out her website.
That's amazing that she's a sponsor, because I actually bought some candles from her that were really I really enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
A Venus candle, and it's a great, if you are somebody that has like a Venus altar, have a relationship with Venus, definitely recommend getting her products.
Yeah, there's been some amazing astrological elections here within the last so many weeks. A Jupiter moon election, Mars in Capricorn, so there's she has new things, some other great candles and sprays and bath bombs. So check out HermesofValis.com. Thanks for joining us.